from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Craig Miller. Turning seawater into drinking water seems like such an obvious solution to California's long-term water needs. But even in the face of an epic drought, it's proven to be a tough sell. There are half a dozen small desalination plants throughout the state, but in the past decade, just one large-scale plant has been built, with one more still in the pipeline. Maybe. David Gorn reports on how Southern California's struggles with desal may be a harbinger for the rest of the state.
You have to understand, the battle over a desalination plant in Huntington Beach has been going on for years, decades really. The project has appeared, disappeared, reappeared so many times that when I raised the topic once again to one environmentalist, he groaned, called it a zombie water project, then played the Monty Python card.
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
He said desal in California is like the dead parrot sketch. The guy tries to return a parrot that's stone cold dead, and the pet store owner insists it's still alive.
It's resting, look.
So has desal as a viable option in California died? Or is it just resting? Now, way back in the early 2000s, optimism was high. There were 22 different proposals for desal plants up and down the California coast. Since then, plans have been scrapped in Marin, in Santa Cruz. In all that time, only one of the big ones was built. This one, in Carlsbad, about 30 miles north of San Diego. It's the largest desal plant in the nation.
Incoming seawater goes in right there.
Peter McLaughlin is with Boston-based Poseidon Water, which built this place. He's walking through a spaghetti tangle of water pipes, wide as tree trunks.
So this pump station is our intake pump station. Sends 100 million gallons a day up the hill. 50 come back as brine, 50 leave the site as fresh water.
He says one of the reasons San Diego managed to get desal built is because of its location at the tail end of the state's water pipe.
When you look at San Diego, where it's located in the water supply system in California, it's at the end of the very long plumbing system, 500 miles from its nearest source.
So desal's hardly dead. Here it is, in practice, working. 2 gallons of seawater in, 1 gallon of drinking water out. This plant supplies about 10% of the San Diego area's water needs. McLaughlin looks up at the giant building like it's a monument to common sense.
If you don't plan for the future, if you don't take care of the future needs and ensure that you have an adequate supply, you're going to find yourself in a crisis that costs a lot more than if you plan ahead and do it right.
McLaughlin and other proponents hold up Carlsbad as proof positive that desal works. But standing here on the white sand at Huntington Beach, just 60 miles up the coast from Carlsbad, and looking back at the site where another one of these gigantic plants is proposed to go, Ray Heimstra says this spot is the poster child for why it doesn't work.
It's going to kill marine life, pollute your water, increase your rates, and most importantly, we don't need it.
Heimstra works for Orange County Coastkeeper, a South Coast environmental watchdog. He says there's an active earthquake fault here. Plus, it's in a tsunami zone, and so low that rising seawater levels might inundate the proposed site. And one of the big problems with taking salt out of the seawater, he says, is that you have to put highly concentrated brine back into the ocean. At Huntington Beach, you can see the outflow pipe just 1,000 feet offshore.
It's right there. In fact, there's a couple surfers.
When you increase the level of salt in the water, he says, even diluted to low levels, it disrupts marine life all around that spot.
Anything that comes through here and realizes that brine plume and that high salinity, even a little bit higher salinity, it's just going to move away.
And there's another problem with putting water from a desal plant back in the ocean. It may have residue from the chemicals used to treat the water, such as chlorine. The Carlsbad plant isn't even a year old yet, but state officials have cited it 12 times for environmental violations. And that includes what they call chronic toxicity, from an unknown chemical used in water treatment that has been piped into the ocean. The company is still trying to identify, isolate, and clean that up. But the environmental concerns aren't the main barrier.
In general, I think one of the big challenges has really been the cost.
That's Heather Cooley of the Pacific Institute in Oakland, a nonprofit research group, which recently issued a lengthy report on the state of desal in California. Beyond the environmental cost is the actual price tag. The plant in Carlsbad cost $1 billion to build, and a rough estimate of $50 million a year for the power to run it. The estimated cost of the water to San Diego is about $2,300 an acre foot, more than double the cost that most Southern California cities pay for water. And ratepayers need to pony up for that water even during rainy seasons, when the price of other water plummets. Cooley says the expense is the main reason communities have turned away from desalination.
As many of these projects sort of went through the process and started looking more seriously at the cost, there started to be, I think, some concern that was too high, that there are very likely other options.
Options like treating wastewater and putting it back in the water table, or catching stormwater runoff, or simple conservation efforts. That's the future most agencies are pursuing in California. Cooley says desal used to be high on the list of possible water sources, but now it's closer to the last choice.
And the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.
Hold on to it as really the sort of holy grail, you know, that thing they're sort of seeking that's going to solve the problem.
But 6 years into the drought and counting, the demand for water sources is likely to intensify, setting the stage next year for another fight over approval for the Huntington Beach desal plant. For KQED News, I'm David Gorn.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.